Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge Morning Market Update. And we're seeing some strength in the wheat market this morning. There are concerns about conditions going forward, particularly in Kansas, as moisture is not exactly plentiful and temperatures may turn a little bit warmer and we may see a lot of gusty winds and things, particularly across Kansas and Oklahoma and along the southern tier of counties in Nebraska. There's also some concerns about European conditions as French wheat was noticeably higher as well, as they are suffering from unusually cool temperatures and weather has been a little bit damp. Corn doing better this morning as well. May corn at 438, that's up 4.5. July at 448.25 is up 5.25. December at 470.5, that's up 4.25. Beans following along a little bit. We're at 1156.5 on May, up 6. July at 1172, up 6.25. And November at 1168, that's up 7. We're not quite to month's end, but we're getting close. So pay attention. If you have any May contracts on, you're going to start running into some liquidity problems here shortly. We don't want to have any deliveries. July bean oil at 45.93, that's up 99. And July meal at 341.30, down 190. Old crop crush at 92.25, down 150. New crop crush at 98, even also down 150. July wheat in Chicago, 20. It's 591.5, up 24.75. July Kansas City, 606, up 23. And July Minneapolis at 669.25, up 16.75. There is a big fund short position in there, and I'm sure some of that is getting covered up right now as the charts are taking a decidedly better looking tone across all of the grain markets. July rice at 18.19, down 23. May cotton 79.01, up 32. July at 81.90, up 88. December cotton 78.04, that is up 49. We got a cattle on feed report on Friday, and that came out a little bit more bullish than expected, and it was expected to be fairly bullish, as again, cattle supplies are tight. June live cattle 177.40, up 173. Feeders for August at 257.92, that's up 443. Hogs glamping onto this a little bit, we're at 105.47 on the June contracts, up 65. May milk at 17.90s, up 10. July orange juice at 365.05, up 365. Crude oil this morning's at 81.73. That's down 50 cents a barrel. Conditions in the Middle East for at least the next few days appear to be a little bit calmer, and that has eased up on the crude oil noticeably from the highs we were at. Diesel for June at 255.51. That's up a half a cent a gallon. But unleaded at 266.10, down 2.25 cents a gallon. Natural gas for June at 204 is up 6. Gold, not having a champion day today. We're at 2356. That is down $57.50, or about 2.5%. Silver, even worse. We're at 2779, down $1.34 an ounce, or 4.5%. Dollar, very quiet. We're at 106.21. That is currently up 6. Stocks opened noticeably higher and has been the pattern over the past few sessions. We open strongly and we spend the rest of the day giving it back and often turning negative, which is a sign of a bear market. I'm not saying we're in one, but this is how they start. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently 38,019. That's up about 34. We are trading 170 points off the highest level of the day, so we were up 200 at the best level. S&P 500, 49.73. That's now up about 6 points. We were as high as 49.96. So we're trading 23 points off the best level of the day. Also, we did fail trying to come back above the 5,000 level. NASDAQ Composite, 15,281. Currently, that's down one single point, and we are trading a good 140 points off the best levels there. Interest rates this morning are mixed to a little higher. The 2-year right now at 495 is down 3 basis points. The 10-year at 462, that's unchanged. We've been as high as 466. The 30-year at 472 is up 2 basis points. We have a lot of economic news this week, including the PCE inflation numbers, We have some GDP numbers. We have some big PMI numbers. So a lot of information coming out this week, so it should be a fairly volatile week for all items. This is Sterling Smith from cloudy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.